So, I was called in for jury duty today, though the letter came in a couple of weeks ago. They always hit me around the holidays, either Thanksgiving or Christmas, every single year. Those motherfuckers. I don't know anyone else gets constantly hit every year in the holidays. So, I showed up, this time with a laptop, which was fun for a while. Then they interrupted my reveries to insist we all had to watch this silly little brainwashed movie about how wonderful it is to serve America as a juror. They had all these very nice, clean-cut people, Asians, African-Americans, whites, etc., saying, I was afraid, I know, but when I got on the trial there, I really liked it. It was nice to meet people. I feel very proud that I was able to have an influence in the decision. Well, I think I spared people from some wrongful choices. Yeah, right. How much were these people paid to say what a wonderful experience? They don't bring up the fact that many people have to deal with violence in the issue, including murder. How nerve-wracking is that? And is there any protection afterwards, since the defendants, of course, know what all the jurors look like? In fact, their faces, their images are burned to the retina of the defendant. How's that? How's that for nerve-wracking, okay? And what if you've got a mental disability like me? Oh, I'm supposed to get a doctor's notice. Well, I've fallen between the cracks, dear. I don't have a doctor anymore, thanks to this evil system. I can't just get out that way. So here we got this phony TV show saying what a wonderful experience it is to be a juror when some of the most horrible situations are being put in that can devastate a person's life forever. I don't have any support system. I don't have a home to come back to. I'm all alone in this world for the most part. And this is awful to put someone with a mental disability through this. Even though I've gotten very strong, this really sucks. The state of California sucks. I mean, they obviously hate gay people. The majority voted against gay marriage. They got a president who's against gay marriage. And that just tells the right wing and all these homophobes, go ahead and bash us more. I have no respect and nothing but shame for our local government, for our state government, and for the United States. So what kind of jury do you think I'm going to make if I manage to survive all the nervous breakdowns this is going to give me, no doubt? So then I, along with most of the others in the assembly room, have to go to room 21, and out steps the judge, who is very, very casual. He doesn't sit at the bench. He walks around and says, I know this is a very difficult thing. I want to thank everyone for being here, and I'll be honest with you up front. This thing is going to go on for quite a while. Probably will end January 30th. And everyone just moaned, and rightfully so. He said, but probably it will end earlier. Well, I know when they say that, it's going to go on into February, into March. And this could only be some horrible case, something that has lots of violence and possibly one or more murders in it. Those are the only type of cases that last that long. And the judge was also very nice to us when he apologized that we are only getting paid $15 a day. We should get more. The federal justice system pays people more, but because of the budget problems and issues. Right, butter us up. It's not going to work, dear. This is an ugly situation to put people through, especially people like me who's already disabled. I'm losing my teeth because I don't even get dental care. I'm facing likely homelessness because I live in poverty. I have just rotten room, and who knows how much longer this is going to last. There's so many ugly people in San Francisco and in California who want to eliminate rent control. And then I'm expected to do this horrible work for a mere pittance of $15 a day. Well, if I don't bother to eat out, maybe I'll save a little money up and get something on eBay, right? So the judicial system is asking people, no, not asking, coercing people to go through this horrendous experience. It is their American duty, don't you know? For what? $15 a day. This is worse than slave labor. This is almost equivalent to prisoners having to work for 50 cents an hour or a day or whatever the heck it is. This is very, very ugly. I have no respect for the judicial system. I resent being put through this and having my holidays ruined. I always have a bad time in the holidays, no matter what I do and try to keep to myself. It is a screwy society. So here, when I'm just getting back up my feet from a terrible depression through going some very difficult ordeals the last 7 months or so, that and I'm beginning to find friendship in my return to Berkeley, sick of all the assholes here in the city, I'm beginning to feel myself happy, and this shit happens. It's like every time I get back up on my feet, this screwed up situations happen. Now, I can't go to Berkeley. I can't. Right. I can't continue to learn on the internet with Wi-Fi, etc. I'll be totally taken up by this horrible, monstrous situation that I have to deal with day in and day out and go on and on, ruin the holidays, ruin everything else for several months for me. And how long will it take to recover from that so that I don't have one fucking psychiatrist to see? These other people have enough money to go for counseling to recover from things like this. Does the state provide treatment for PTSD after going through a horrible court ordeal? No. Do they provide any protection? No. Some would say this is a very Kafka-esque situation, but since most Americans are so dumbed down, they're too stupid to have any idea of what that means. Well, I don't want your kind to know what that means, because I'm not speaking for you. I'm speaking for the remaining handful of intelligent people who also care about gay people. There are many intelligent people who hate us and use their intelligence against us. I am not for you either. Jury duty is a mockery of citizenship, is a mockery of human integrity and equality. To put these people, so many of us, through this type of terror, well, what kind of recompense? None whatsoever. And how many other people's jobs and lives are wrecked? They have to be going to jury, what, a month, 2 months, even 3 months or longer? And then they can call them up next year and there's no promise because they served a long time span last time around. They won't have to do that again. They won't, promise they'll only do no more than a week. No, this is absolutely disgusting. When the judge asked if there are people who feel they can't go through this demanding trial, to raise their hands and stay afterwards and everyone else can leave. Well, I seriously thought about raising my hand, but I didn't. I said, what the heck can I do? I'd say, Your Honor, I don't have a doctor's notice because I've fallen between the cracks and I don't even have a friggin' doctor unless I allow myself to be have my head pumped with psychoactive, mind-altering, lobotomizing chemicals. And I refuse to treat it like that. So I'll give you my social security number and you can verify that I have a history of mental disability. But what's that going to do? Then they could probably get a muck up my social security issue, which is another reason why I would hesitate to bring it up. I'm so damn vulnerable to this cruelty. And I got no one to come home to, no one to talk to, nothing. It sucks big time. The only reason I would feel good about rolling up my sleeves in a murder case or a case of extreme violence is if the victim was gay. I don't want to defend anyone who's a stupid hetero. Heteros create so much violence. I don't want to be around them. I don't want to feel any sense of duty to help bail any hetero out of their bullshit situations when most people still hate us gays, as clearly stated in the hard victory of Proposition 8. I don't feel very good about serving our country, serving the state, serving our government, local or otherwise. You all suck. Screw you, Uncle Sam. Screw you, California. You hate me, well, I hate you back. San Francisco has become a wicked, wicked city. I'm surrounded by wicked people. I step out. The people are nasty. They're arrogant. I'm finding friendship in Berkeley. I'm finally finding a way to get out of the damn city. And here it's dragging me back to some horrible court case. And I suppose this seals it for me. I don't want anything to do with anybody in this city anymore. No matter, even if I'm still living here, fuck it. I'm going to go to Berkeley and have my friends there. But this is totally sickening. Gay people had better get some muscle and start fighting back. This is disgusting. I like to see the rabble-rousing that's been going on, but it's not enough. We got to stand up and fight back. This is evil. Now I'm coerced to serve an evil system that is very homophobic. And if I don't, I'm what? Anti-American? Un-American? what's the other term? Contempt of court? Well, of course I'm in contempt of court. It deserves it. So, once more, screw you, California. Screw you, San Francisco. And good riddance, hetero America. I wish you nothing but doom and devastation. Exactly what you've been wishing upon us gays for centuries.